they would just go up to people and say either ones that were on the market with nobody living in them, or they just ask people, hey, can we just... They Little Dickie'd it.
Oh, my God. Bro, really?
That was... Little Dickie had it, man. That's what they did for MTV Cribs. I'm not kidding.
God.
It was crazy. All produced, man. All those shows.
So, you know what's funny?
MTV when you were a kid?
Yeah. I don't Room know. Raiders. What the fuck is on MTV now?
It's terrible. Me and Sage watch it. It's awesome. X on the Beach. Terrible. X on the Beach is great, dude.
X on the Beach.
It's just a bunch of people. It's like all the reality shows that MTV holds, and then they bring in like the dumbest, hottest people, and they get them all drunk every day, and they all just start fighting with each other about whose ex is who. And then whenever somebody gets into a relationship, they bring like one of their exes into the house, and then they all start shit.
Oh my
but like,
God.
Dude, they could be like saying they love each other. And then an ex comes, and then they'll talk to him on the beach and start, like, rubbing their backs and making out and shit. And it's like, this is all fake. This is all, like, if my ex showed up right now and was like, I'm here because you guys are doing happy, I'd be like, get the fuck out. I'd tell her to leave, like, with the most angst of all I could.
Oh, my goodness. Bro. What the fuck are they? And then it used to, remember the music videos?
The music videos? I mean, now, granted, me and...
Like,
how old are you? 27?
27.
I'm 25, and I grew up in a household with MTV starting, right? Like, in the 90s. My brother graduated in 2000, so that's prime age for what you'd want, okay? Right. I grew up with that. But I grew up with two sisters after my brother moved out, where it was more of the romantic side of things. Like, Riding in Cars with Boys was a big movie with me. I think I came over to your house, and we were laughing about my knowledge of chick flicks. MTV back in the day... Room Raiders, Next.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Oh, those are shows.
What else was it? There's a couple more, too. The one where they used to fake watch the TV? They used to fake watch the TV, and the parents would sit with the couples, whatever, the girlfriend they didn't like, and they'd watch the son
go
on dates with women with that the mom and dad would pick.
What is the name of that show?
It was so fucking terrible.
Oh, my
That is
goodness.
One of the fakest things I've ever seen in my life. What else was there? Did you ever get into Real World?
I did for a little bit. Now I'm back into it only because of the challenges. Like, I'm watching just the challenges.
The challenges were good when it was all the original guys. And, like, some of them are...
Actually, the original guys are still in it, dude.
Some of them are fucking 20 years into the challenge part of it.
Yeah, man. I watch it now. It's like, dude, there's, like, CT
Johnny,
still.
Yeah, Johnny
Bananas is still
in it. Yeah, man.
I just watched
Cam,
all those guys. Yeah.
When Cam and Joanna were dating... That was that's like how I learned how to date, is like from those people. And that was a, you know, dysfunctional relationship.
Oh, man. Punked. The old school
was
Punked.
Punked was good. Oh, when Viva La Bam would play.
Viva La Bam, yep.
Oh,
Made. Remember Made?
Yeah, Made?
Yep.
What was that one? Oh,
what was the ones, what is it? How did that show? So they had like their little bullshit in high school. They had like their issue in high school, and they're like, something had they like to help they get to like their mission or whatever the fuck they were doing. And
I
want to
lose.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I want to lose like 30 for prom or some bullshit.
I
want
to be prom king, and then you bring in like a hot ass like
hot ass person in to like, help them out.
Just fuck around with this.
Oh god. This is fucking great.
Angel,
oh my god.
Keep
I don't
going.
Know.
Keep going. I got movement in my pants.
Oh my god, here you go.
I'm thinking about it. Next, dude.
Just
be on the bus when they would, like, imagine.
A dating show that starts it all up. I found, like, the perfect website to show, like, there's a description of all the shows. So here you go. Oh, yeah, so it was dope. One of the favorites were definitely Silent Library.
That's
that was
later.
One of the newer ones.
That's later, yeah.
One of the newer
that's
ones.
Still when MTV.
Oh,
was
so it's
parent.
Called Parent Control.
Parent Control.
That's what this show was called, where the fucking parents would pick some fucking douchebag, another douchebag to replace a douchebag, just to go off on a nice date or some shit.
The comments the kids would have as they were sitting there: "Fuck you, Daniel. You're old and balls are saggy." Like that's.
Just sitting there. Yeah, Carol, you can't fucking cook.
Yeah.
Just like, Jesus, what's wrong with you?
Or like the son would be staring at some chick's ass and they'd be like, ooh, he looks like he's like, you know, or what does he say? It was
some
like,
sleazy bullshit.
It was always
daughter.
Like the parent would always look at the other one and be like, it looks like he's enjoying what he's seeing. And then the a significant other would look back and be like, fuck you, Daryl.
Oh my god. Okay.
I wonder this how is like those I
think this
really
I
were.
Think this is like another show that was like, what the like, what was MTV thinking?
We could do
fucking Room Raiders.
Room Raiders.
Fucking Room Raiders.
They kidnap people.
Kidnap people, let some random ass people. Was it random people or was it like someone they were like going on a date with?
No, it was random. Date? So they would just like, if like, let's say.
Oh, yeah, you get to check, you get to pick, you get to look into three different people's rooms and then choose a date out of that, right?
Those three people would send in videos and then like, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guarantee you, I send that video.